Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Geek Out with Pebbles, episode 49. Wow, I'm almost at episode 50. I still can't believe that I'm, like, next week will be episode 50. I can't believe I've been doing this for, like, an entire year now. It's been a year now. This is kind of crazy. I started the Geek Out with Pebbles last June, actually. So, wow. This has been fun. I'm going to keep doing this because I like it. Yeah. So, I have my surprise call-in guest in the studio with me. Here to talk about Pokemon and other video games.
Pika.
And that's my friend Zaggy. Zaggy, what's Pika. Up?
Pikachu!
Yeah, so he's joining us to talk about the new Pokemon games that were announced last week for Nintendo Switch coming out in November. Let's go Eevee and let's go Pikachu. And if you didn't guess by the titles, they are connected to Pokemon Go. Yeah.
I know, that's so sick.
It is. It's really cool. And it's
but
actually
the,
like,
the
now I
is,
have to get a Switch. Now
yeah,
I have
but the
to
question
get
is, how long, because in Pokemon Go, they've gone up to the Hoenn region. So will those Pokemon be able to trade over to Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee or not yet?
They haven't released that many, that much info about the game in terms of, like, what Pokemon are in it, what the limit is for the Pokemon, trading Pokemon into the game. It just seems that you can sync it with Pokemon Go, and it's not the traditional Pokemon game, it's not the traditional format. It's more like the Pokemon Go format, which whereas you encounter Pokemon in the wild and you throw a Pokeball at them.
Even though it has the Kanto map?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the Kanto map, but instead Pokemon Go style.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Is, are there still gyms?
I think so. But it's going to be, it's not, battling and training is not like it is in the traditional games. That's what I know. That's what I.
When I first saw it, I thought it was just a remake of Red and Blue and Yellow.
Mm-mm.
Connected to Pokemon Go. So it's not that.
No. I immediately thought that too, that it was similar to, not as much a remake, that it was similar to Pokemon Yellow, where you could walk around with Pikachu following you, which is why I might lean more towards Eevee, because of the fact that I have Pokemon Yellow, so like I never had an Eevee following me around in a Pokemon game.
You could have done it in Soul Silver.
I know, but I didn't have an Eevee. I had Snorlax following me around.
You know, one of our friends, did he have the Snorlax hat?
What?
One of our friends has a Snorlax hat. Can we do names or no?
I have a Snorlax hat.
You have a Snorlax hat too?
Yes.
Okay, what about the giant Snorlax beanbag?
Oh, I wish I had that. I can't afford that. Also, I have no room for it. Like, I honestly, I wish I could have that. That and the Totoro beanbag. They have a Totoro one also. Oh, I would love to have, like, I would love to have them and, like, just. But nope. There's absolutely no room for a giant beanbag chair. Like, it would have to, like, substitute as my bed. and that won't really work.
That seems like a fair trade.
It does, but at the same time, it's like, I like my bet. So, but yeah.
Wait, so
I wish I had that, but I do have the Snorlax hat. I'm really surprised that you did not know that I had a Snorlax hat. I thought you saw it.
No, I saw. Okay, do a shout out.
Yes.
Hi, Dan. Yeah, that's
of course you can do shout outs.
What?
Of course you can do shout outs. We'll just make sure we send him a link and be like, "Yo, you got a shout out. You got to listen to the podcast now." You're reeling like more people to listen. You're like, hey, I shouted out to you in my podcast. Listen for it. That is how listeners, people.
So Darcy, which one were you? What was your first Pokemon game and your first Pokemon?
Pebbles, please. While we're on air.
Okay.
My first Pokemon game. I honestly don't remember if it was Red or Blue, since I have them both. And what was the other question?
Well, first Pokemon.
My first Pokemon. That would probably be Squirtle.
Squirtle, Squirtle.
Squirtle, Squirtle, yeah. And I know that I had two copies of Red and one copy of Blue, or maybe two copies of Blue and one copy of Red. So I was able to like have like one game playthrough with each of the original starters. So, but yeah, I honestly, I don't remember if the first one I had was Red or Blue. I really, but that's not a question I could even remotely answer. Just I know I had them both, and it's like, yeah, it's like I had them at the same time. So, what was yours?
Oh, well, that I can tell you. I had a Pokemon game before I could even read. So I had my first video game was Pokemon Yellow on the Pokemon Game Boy Color. So that answers the question. My first Pokemon was Pikachu.
Yeah.
But I remember I couldn't read, so I couldn't even get past Professor Oak's lab. I just kept pressing A until eventually my uncle went and he got me out of there. Because he pressed B. But then after that, I got stuck with the guy who needed coffee because he was sleeping.
Oh, man.
But meanwhile, after that, if I managed to get past him, I didn't even know there was a save function.
Oh, God. So you didn't save?
No.
I
took all the way until Pokemon Silver for me to actually figure out the games. I didn't even know we could trade.
I still have my Game Link cable for trading with the Game Boy. Because that's how trading was done back in the day.
Yeah, they won't know. Kids these days won't know the struggle.
They won't. They honestly, like, they don't know, like, how difficult it was just to, like, get a Gengar and shit, like.
Or how difficult it was before the daycare center.
And also, yeah, that too. And also, like, you really could only do it at, like, recess when you were at school. Like, that's when, like, me and my friends would trade Pokemon. We'd, like, pull out our Game Boys, Game Link cables during recess or at lunch. The only times we were able to play. And, yeah. No, it was tough. Like, we did not have it easy. You guys, like, now it's like...
They don't even have the light adapter.
No.
The flashlight that went over the game when you're playing in the dark.
Oh, yeah.
Or in
so
the
you
car
could,
driving at night.
Yeah, no, instead of using the street lights.
Like, that's legit, real that's, gaming.
That's real intense gaming. Back when like you'd be sitting in the car, you'd have your Game Boy open and you'd be just like playing, holding it up to the window, and like you'd move like an inch in the game, like your character, whenever you had a streetlight pass over. So you'd have that like 2 seconds. Window of light shining on the game. Because, like, if you put the light on in the back seat, your parents would just yell at you because the glare interfered with everything. Oh, the memories. The struggle was real back then. And this was before they made those little flashlight things for the Game Boy. Like, this was before that, because the Game Boy and the Game Boy Pocket, they did not have that. That was when the Game Boy Advance came out. Then they had that little light adapter thing that came out for it. So, yeah, like...
It was a real
game changer
when the SP came out.
Oh, my God, yeah, no, like, with the built-in light... The SP just, like, pretty much just dominated everything. Like, it was, like, there's no, like, it couldn't be beat. It was just, like, holy shit, I can actually play at night. No more streetlights! No more streetlights to pass under while you're on, like, a long drive at night with your family. So, I love my SP. I still play my SP. Like, I still have all my old game systems, my old handheld systems.
Oh, I still have them, too. Darcy, question, was there supposed to be somebody else coming in? Am I holding them up, or...
No, they're connecting on their computer. They're just having some trouble. You're not holding anyone up on the phone lines. Don't worry.
All right. So, question about the
Switch.
I
really have people calling it.
Do you have the Switch? The Nintendo Switch?
No, not yet. I need to get it. It's something I need to invest in now. More so than I already... I've been wanting it for a while. And now I'm, like, I really need to get it.
Did you make the transition
still,
to the Wii U or no?
I never had a Wii U. I had a Wii.
Do you think they're going to pull the thing they did where they'll take out the Wi-Fi on the Wii U, like they did with the Wii?
I'm not sure.
Because you
can't
play Wii U games on the Switch, right?
I don't know. I don't have a Wii U. Or a Switch.
Well, because it's basically a Nintendo Wii just upgraded, like a PS3, PS2 upgraded.
Yeah. I mean, you should be able to, because that's usually how it works
for the previous
system.
So I'm going to throw in a little rant here, listeners. If you had Nintendo Wii and that was your only way to play video games online, they went and killed the Wi-Fi on it, so you would go and buy the Wii U. So now my theory is, at some point, they're going to kill the Wi-Fi on the Wii U, so you have to get the Switch.
Possibly.
But you can imagine how annoying I am. How am I going to play Smash Brothers? I have to get the Switch.
Well, I mean, you'd have to get the Switch if you wanted these Pokemon games as well. And also,
yeah, I know, but...
in next year, another set of the new Pokemon games will be coming out also. With the new generation
of
Pokemon.
Will it be?
Yeah, those will be the ones of the traditional Pokemon format. New generation
of
Pokemon.
Are they finally
going to
hit 1,000 Pokemon?
Yeah.
Darcy, They're going to hit 1,000 Pokemon?
I don't know. Possibly.
Because I heard that was the goal back in the day. They said there's going to be 1,000 Pokemon. Like how the Simpsons was going to be on for 30 years, there was going to be 1,000 Pokemon.
Then they might. Okay, my friend's having trouble connecting, which is weird. Usually he doesn't have this problem.
Technical. Maybe it's because I'm on the line.
No, it's not. We've had call-ins before, and it's usually not a problem.
Let me see. The chat room still has that upgrade Flash player thingy.
No, the chat room's open. No one's in it.
Well, I can't get in. You need to upgrade your Flash player by clicking this link.
Well, you do then, not me.
But it's not doing it. It doesn't open.
I don't know. Either way, I know the chat room's there.
It's not doing
it. So. All right.
So, are you going to get Let's Go Pikachu or Let's Go Eevee or both?
I'm probably going to get Eevee.
Because I'm not sure if it's going to be like the other Pokemon games where you'll need both.
Yeah, because the thing is, I'm leaning towards Eevee, but I want to wait till there's more information about each game that gets released and the differences between the two. And then I'll make
So you might have to get both.
Maybe, but it might not be that much of... There might not be that many differences.
So it wouldn't be like where you have to get Sun and Moon? They wouldn't be different?
I don't think it's going to be that different. That's just my guess because of the fact that it's not the traditional format of a Pokemon game. And because it is more connected to Pokemon Go, that I don't think it'll be like, oh, you have to get games just so you can get everything. I don't think so.
But also in the trailer, I saw that you could transfer Tratini and Moltres from Pokemon Go over to your Let's Go games. So I'm like, what are they going to do to Hoenn Pokemon?
I don't know, maybe they were just doing that because it's just, like, easier to show from those from the first generation in
because
Pokemon Go.
Because from the first generation, it was the first-gen map.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know, like, there's not as much. All it says on here is it's Kanto. It just says Kanto. Like, everything I'm reading about it says Kanto region.
But if it's connecting to Let's Go, to Pokemon Go, there are Hoenn in
I know.
I know.
I think that's just going to be something that they'll get to when more information comes out about the game. So... I mean, that's really all that.
Did you
want to
talk more
about
Eevee?
Because
it sounds like you're very excited about the whole Eevee aspect.
I just like Eevee because I always like the evolutions and I have my favorites for the evolutions as well, like everyone does, and.
So the evolutions is why they went with Eevee, because he's traditionally not a starter Pokemon.
No, he's not. And so, like, yeah, no, he's not a starter Pokemon, but I mean, I get so many Eevees in Pokemon Go, like, I never caught that many Eevees in, like, the, like, normal Pokemon games as I do in Pokemon Go.
That's because they always gave you an egg.
Yeah, but, like, even then in the wild, like, seeing, like, any Eevees.
I think, I think I only saw an Eevee in the wild in Pokemon Black and White. And that's in that, you know, the forest. I don't know what they call that again.
Yeah.
Because you can catch a Togepi there.
Yeah, they're not very common. So it's like...
The Togepi or the Eevees?
The Eevees. I think I have in Black and White, I think I have the Togepi.
But was it an egg or did you catch it?
I don't remember. I'd have to look back and... I'd have to go back to the game and look. So, yeah. I have not actually touched Pokemon Black and White in a while. So.
But then how did you transfer your Pokemon over to the new gen?
It's been a while. I might not have, not from Pokemon Black and White, because I might have had
them. I've been transferring from Fire Red to Soul Silver to Black and White to the Pokemon Bank, so they're in my Pokemon games.
Yeah, I don't do that as much. So, yeah. I mean, I do it with some of the games, but not all of them.
I have a whole box of Mews in each of my games, and they're not action replays.
I think I have, like, one legit Mew. The rest are all action replay.
Because back in the day, I went to Toys R Us. Speaking of Toys R Us, they're killing it. But
I
back
know.
In the day, I went to Toys R Us, and then I got 6 Mews from a special giveaway. And then later on, I found about the Pokemon Emerald glitch, where you can clone your Mews. So I just cloned all my Mews, and I've been sending them to each of my Pokemon games.
Huh.
They're all legit Mews in each of my Pokemon games. A box full
of them. I forgot about that glitch in Emerald. I need to get on that. I completely forgot about that one in Emerald. All right, I'm gonna have to crack crack open my Emerald for the first time in a while.
Yep, Emerald to Soul Silver, then to Black, then Rattos Sun.
No, wasn't it X and Y?
X and Y, and then there's Sun, and then there's... Because
it was Black and White, then it was
Omega
Black and
Ruby.
White 2, and then it was X and Y, and then you had Z.
Well, I mean, it goes into the Pokebank, so it can go into either Sun or...
Yeah.
It goes into the Pokebank, so...
All right, yeah, now I really, now I'm going to be, like, playing Pokemon Emerald for a while. Got it, Muse. So... That means digging through my bucket of Game Boy games to find it. It should be at the top, though. I have an old Halloween bucket, like one of those like candy, like glow in the dark buckets, those like for like candy, new trick or treat as a kid. I have one of those just full of my Game Boy games and my Game Boy Advance games.
I have a green container holding all of my old games and a purple container holding all my DS games.
My DS games are in an old camera case because it works perfectly for storing them and carrying my DS as well when I'm traveling. So,
oh, remember
yeah, that's
Fire
where...
Red, the wireless router, and how big that was.
I think I had Leaf Green. I had Leaf Green, not Fire Red.
Well, it still came with the wireless.
I know. I'm trying to think if I actually remember what that looked like.
It was a green. It had two antennas on the sides.
Hold on.
It was like a Rubik's Cube with two antennas. Well, not a Rubik's Cube, but... A rhombus? I'm bad at shapes.
Oh, I know what Okay, I never. I don't
think
I had that.
You didn't get the wireless at that. It came
no,
with
I didn't.
The game. So then
no.
How did I get it?
I didn't get it.
I thought it came in the boxes.
I don't think it came in every box.
Maybe
it did.
Oh, you got ripped. You got
no,
ripped.
You know what? You know what? I think I lost it. I think I might have lost. No. Okay. No, I don't think they all came with it.
You got ripped.
I mean, I wasn't really, like, all that, like, be like, oh, disappointed that I didn't get that.
I would be, because it was the first breakthrough since the cable. It was a wireless router where you didn't have to have
yeah.
the cable.
No,
it was pretty cool.
I don't think I had that, because if I had it, it would be in my Halloween bucket, and it's not in my Halloween bucket.
You got ripped.
Maybe I did. Oh, well. Too bad. I'm not going to cry over it, though.
I would.
Why?
I feel bad you didn't get the wireless router.
It's okay.
What's the news with your other guest?
I'm not sure. He's having trouble connecting. I don't know if it's just his computer or, like, if his connection is just shoddy today. I don't know. Because usually he doesn't have a problem. And so, yeah. Let's see. All right. No, I don't think I wanted to close that. Oops, sorry. Nothing. Never mind. I closed the tab that I don't think I wanted to close, but that's okay.
So, but you didn't close, like, a tab that said show over or show, like, you didn't close the show tab?
No, I didn't close the show tab. It was something else that I had open. Okay.
Shout out to Jason! Future Trunks!
Yes. Shout out to Trunks guy. Who I'm not sure, he might be at Anime Next, so I might see him next weekend. Or this weekend, actually.
Oh, what's Anime Next? Is it the next convention?
It's a convention I'm going to in Atlantic City.
That's Georgia, right?
Ah, fuck.
Curses. Is it Georgia?
What?
Atlantic City is located in Hawaii.
Sorry, give me a sec. My headphones fucked up.
New
Jersey, yeah. In New Jersey.
Oh, then I actually could. Yeah.
Nope, that didn't work. That just made a beep. That just made a beep. Okay.
Beep.
Yeah. Okay, still having trouble with my other guest connecting to the show. But yeah, so I'm going to be at Anime Next this weekend.
Well, speaking of which, you know how I cross-play, right? Did you see the Fooly Cooly episode on Saturday?
No, I'm going to... I mean to watch that.
They had a cross-playing guy in it. And he was wearing a skirt, and then one of the other guys was looking at his panties, like, they're briefs, don't look at my panties. He's like, it's in my view. Fooly Cooly.
I know. I have to find where I can watch
cosplaying?
It on.
What do you cosplay as?
I actually do not have,
you don't
I actually don't have my lineup set. I know for a fact I'm doing Bakugo. I wanted to do the gym uniform, but I did not get the pants in time, and I don't have time to get the pants and finish the pants for the gym uniform for UA.
Pants are for chumps.
So I'll most likely be doing, I'm still trying to, like, hope I can get casual Bakugo done, but if not, I'll do hero outfit again. And I want to bring back Killua from Hunter x Hunter. So it's been a while.
He's the one with the white hair, right?
Yes, he's the one with the white hair. So I'm not,
I
haven't cosplayed.
I got up to the tower arc, and when they got into the city,
mm-hmm.
and they're trying to get I never got to the part where they finally got the video game.
Oh, that part's fun. I just wish there was more. Hey, what's
but
up?
I got to the...
Finally.
Finally!
Yo!
Yay!
Let this be a lesson to you. The username I've been trying to use basically involved your favorite ship. And because it wouldn't work, that must mean that your ship is wrong. And therefore,
no!
Uraka
no,
and Bakugo
no,
are
no,
not
no,
going to be together.
No, my ship is not wrong. Kachoko forever!
I just spent a half hour trying to use it. And it didn't work, and I changed it to Toga Best Girl, and it worked.
Kachoko forever!
Toga is best girl, and your ship is wrong.
No, my ship is right. My ship is right. There's nothing wrong with my ship. Kachoko everywhere. All the Kachoko-ness. From fan fiction to, like, pictures on DeviantArt and Pinterest, everything. Like, little comics, fan comics about them. No, they're... Yes. So, you're wrong.
Deadpool like a colossus.
What? Alright. So, yay, you're finally on the show. We're just talking about Pokemon for the longest time.
Oh, speaking of ships, what was your favorite, was it Ash and Misty, Ash and Dawn, Ash and May, Ash and Brock?
I was originally a fan of Ash and Misty.
Lusitania,
and
Titanic all the way, favorite ship.
You know, I kind of like the little tugboats. If I have to pick a favorite chip. But Kachoko, still. But yeah, when I watched Pokemon, like when I was little, I was always kind of like more of a fan of Ash and Misty. Now, I don't really care who Ash is with, because Ash is stupid. Like,
Ash,
in terms of shipping him with anyone, it's not going to work. Like,
it's 2018.
It doesn't
Ash and Brock all the way.
Ash X Pikachu.
So, but yeah, I don't really ship anyone in the Pokey.
Brock
in Pokey
Ashley.
Ash.
Oh yeah, Ashley.
Ash's cross dress.
With that blonde wig, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, man. It's like that's like going way back. Like, Ashley has not appeared.
OG motherfucker.
In so long. That's like, you're right, that's OG Pokemon. Like, Ashley, like, hasn't, like, appeared since they, like, banned the episode, like the episode with James having boobs.
That was a great episode. My favorite will always be Cyber Soldier Porygon.
That's the one with that ninja seizures, right?
Yeah, that's the one where Pikachu caused Porygon to never be used in another episode ever again.
Yeah, because of induced seizures.
He's a fucking asshole, and Porygon is adorable. Bring him back.
But yeah, there's a site that has the banned episodes.
The one where Ash had a gun against his head and caught 30 Tauros.
Yep. I think I was, like, a few years ago, I was watching all the banned episodes, just marathoning them, because I found a site that had them all.
The Jinx episode
that
where
Jinx says
Brock,
Mr. Popo.
Mm-hmm.
She was getting all sweet on Brock, and they didn't approve.
Wait, what?
There's an episode where Jinx kissed Brock.
Okay, that's messed up.
Yeah.
Personally, I'm more of a Frost Lass kind of guy, but.
I actually can't even find the site that had the episodes.
Pokemon I ever loved.
Which one?
Frost Lass.
Hmm.
I was playing Soul Silver. And I was standing next to this romantic-looking fountain. I was like, let's see what she wants to say. Click. And it's like, oh, she's acting all shy. I'm like, oh, well, that's adorable. Let's do that again. Click. And then she ran up and hugged me, and there was a big old heart. I'm like, oh, my God.
Seriously?
Yes. And that's how I found a stepmom for my son, Septile.
Ah.
The very first Pokemon. I still have him with me today.
Aw, that's cute.
Every once in a while, I get really depressed because I remember the tragedy of sending Frostlass to a next-gen game, and then she could no longer talk to me.
Aw. I'm sorry.
I am so confused.
Still
I am too, so don't worry. I'm getting
I'm
some of
it.
Like,
said Soul Silver. I thought she was Gen 4.
So it actually seemed because I was like, I had to look up Frostlass also just because like I wasn't like entirely remembering what the Pokemon looked like, and I Google images it and like. As always, there's always that that one image is just like, okay, thank you, internet, for that one. So.
Oh, somebody forgot to put Safe Search on their Google.
Oh, I don't really care. I never really bother, but like, I tend to forget to expect it with when I search for Pokemon. Like, I don't mind it if I scroll down in the images, but to see it in like the first 10. Images? Okay, come on, really? Like, I don't mind seeing it in, like, when I scroll down on the page? Okay. But, like, come on, the first 10 images, and it's there.
No, I don't see anything. Oh, wait, I see a butt.
Yep. There's a butt. With, like...
By Weezer?
Ah, damn it, we lost. What?
Well, it says it's by Weezer.
Yeah, probably DeviantArt thing or something.
But is it the same photo you're looking at or no?
Yep, with the butt and the, like, the non-existent song. Yeah. Like I said, I don't mind if I see that if I scroll down, but like, as like one of the first images that like I see. So we lost.
No, I had to look.
I know.
Oh, there's a mega Froelass.
Hmm, there is.
Is the other guy still there?
Oh, that's
what happened?
Cool. No, he his call got dropped.
You know, I didn't realize he was trying to call. Maybe that was the
no,
problem.
It wasn't, no, it wasn't through the call. There he is. Hey, what's
Hello.
Up? You know, I think I can agree with this name a lot better. Oh, my. Best girl.
Get you a lunch.
What?
You don't remember that time that All Might made a lunch for Deku?
Oh, did you see?
He poured his whole heart into it.
Did you see Saturday's episode?
I did.
That was a great episode. I mean, like every episode this season has just like been getting me like giving me chills with like how awesome it is.
They went and got like
that,
the three.
That was a great episode.
Quintessential, like, hot springs camp episodes right out of the way. And then they went straight into the fire.
Yep. And now they're still trying to get Bakugo back.
Because he was turned into a piece of candy or something.
Did you watch this week's episode?
Me? Yes.
Am I a few episodes ahead of you? Did you watch episode 47?
47 of what?
My Hero Academia.
9. Are you in the future?
No. Season 3.
You turned into a piece of candy.
One,
and then they... And then,
yeah,
know,
no, it is.
Had,
it, no, it is
cool
9 episodes.
Mustache.
No, you're right. It's 9 episodes in season 3.
Yeah. And then,
but I watched on Crunchyroll, so they counted as episode 47.
And then Ida had a cool fake mustache.
Oh my god, the disguises were hilarious. Ida and that mustache. Oh my god.
Right now is the most tense situation ever, and I'm upset that I have to wait a whole week.
I know!
Aru for one.
Oh, Darcy, I'm looking on Facebook, and I just saw the remastered trilogy video of Spyro.
Oh, yeah, the Spyro video. Doesn't it look awesome? It's only, like, 20 seconds of, gameplay footage that's been released, but
and after this we'll get the Crash and Spyro.
Crash.
Yeah. Zaggy wants to talk about Crash. I want to talk about
Crash!
Spyro.
Well,
because
that's,
I prefer
Spyro.
Spyro.
So I'm like, what about Crash?
If you just wait a few years, then we'll get the crossover again, but this time in HD.
There was a Crash and Spyro crossover. Hello?
Yeah.
There was?
Yeah, a long time ago.
I did not know that. Oh, my God. Was it on PS2?
No, it was Game Boy Advance.
Oh, that explains how I don't know.
Platform, I believe.
Right? Wasn't there a crossover game on the Game Boy Advance?
But that explains how I don't know. I would have remembered on the PS2. Hello?
Okay, yeah, so...
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can. Okay,
Yoko, oh,
they
no.
had two.
Yeah, it may
no,
have been GBA.
Yeah, it was only for the Game Boy Advance. They had two of them that came out. One was the Crash Bandicoot one called Purple... Crash Bandicoot Purple, Ripto's Rampage, I think. And it features Spyro. And then the other one was Spyro's cover that was called Spyro Orange, The Cortex Conspiracy, with guest starring Crash Bandicoot. And the games and they had Duel. The Duel one, which gave you, which and you got both games. Crash and Spyro Super Pack, Game Boy Advance.
So we just need to wait, and then we'll have an HD PlayStation 4, Xbox One, whatever it has to be.
Whatever, yeah.
Now, are you just speaking hypotheticals, or are they actually doing this?
We're speaking hypotheticals.
Because if people talk about it, it will become... Because
it was on Game Boy Advance, I don't know if it would transfer over to a different system.
We have the technology. We can rebuild it.
Yeah, they can do it.
Well, I mean, because it's one thing to get a PS2 to a PS4 game, but to get a Game Boy Advance Nintendo game to a PS4 game?
Mm.
Can they do it?
You just have to believe.
I don't know. Just gotta like cross our fingers and hope that with the Crash remake that's happening also that they'll do this. So, but yeah, I'm really excited for the new Spyro games to come out because Spyro was one of my favorite games. When I was little, and like I've been so hyped for the new games coming out, and I'm like, they come out the day after my birthday. So, like, this is what people can get me for my birthday. Someone can get me this for my birthday. So,
Darcy, question, you have to invest in Nintendo Switch. Do you have to invest in a PS4 as well?
I'm going to look into what system I'm going to be investing in for this one.
Because
so.
I don't have either.
I don't have either. But I'll figure out which system I'm going to be investing in for this. Because
say the Xbox One appears to be cheaper for anyone wanting to invest in the Xbox One.
But that comes with
I might end up getting that one.
Xbox.
But it doesn't have the games on it.
What?
It's cheaper, but it doesn't have the good games on it.
Yeah.
It doesn't
well, I'll
have
see,
any
I'll,
Nintendo
I'll figure
games.
That out.
It doesn't
still...
have Spyro. It doesn't have Crash Bandicoot. No Legends of Zelda or Mario Odyssey.
But it does
well, it's only on PlayStation 4 or Xbox One, so it's going to be between those
two.
Oh,
so it is going to be on Xbox One? Spyro?
The Spyro Trilogy? Yeah, PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. Those are the platforms it's going to be out on.
Okay, then. So then, yeah, I could see why you get an Xbox One.
So, like, it'd be,
but
it'd be one
Bandicoot
or the other.
Is Crash Bandicoot going to be on Xbox One?
Let me see. Actually, that'll be,
solely PlayStation.
Are you talking the Insane Trilogy that's coming out? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Crash.
Okay, that's coming out at the end of this month. And it'll be on the PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, Xbox One, and, Microsoft Windows. It'll be on the Switch.
Alright, that answers all my questions. I'm getting the Switch.
I refuse to buy a Switch until they have a Pokemon-specific version.
Well, they have Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee that we're talking about at the beginning of the show that's coming out on the Switch.
Those
and then next
count.
Year, I know. The next year is the new generation Pokemon games.
And I'm not sure, but I think it's going to hit 1,000 Pokemon.
We're currently at almost 900, so it is not unfathomable.
Mm-hmm. 1,000 Pokemon!
We're also supposed to be getting a brand new Pokemon in the Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh.
It just announced a never-before-seen one. It didn't show any pictures or anything of it. So they're trying to build up the hype train. But I'm not going to fall for it because I hate Pokemon Go.
Aww.
I wonder if they'll fix the Pokedex.
It should Pokemon Go the hell away from me. But I can't wait for an actual Pokemon game on the Switch.
Well, that'll be... You gotta wait till 2019 then for that one.
I wish it was the
future. I know, I'm sorry. But yeah, Zaggy, the Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy is coming out at the end of... No way, it's already out.
Yep.
Wow, I misread that date.
But I did not know it was on the Switch.
Yeah,
it's out for...
If it's not already out, then it
for all the systems.
So except for Spyro, all of my games are on the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
But I answered that question, I'm getting the Switch.
Yeah.
And they'll probably pull the Wi-Fi on the Wii U, so that's what I'm going to...
I wouldn't be surprised, especially because they're switching to a new online system. With a paid online.
Nintendo!
But it seems it's going to be a lot like the PlayStation Online, where it has access to...
Wait a minute. Does that mean I have to pay monthly?
I think it's yearly, and I think it's only like $20.
Why, Nintendo, why?
So it's like having like four different versions of the Pokebank online. Which better be free. Because I'm not paying an extra $5 a year for online for the Switch, and then also to have Pokebank.
Okay. That makes sense.
But they will have like a retro arcade thing with access to older games.
Let's get round as fast as you can.
Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee are supposed to be co-op with up to four players. So part of me secretly hopes that we get a decent version of co-op play with the next-gen Pokemon. Because it wasn't good enough in Black and White. It was close, but not good enough.
Okay.
Was it Black and White or was it Sinnoh? No, it was Black and White. With like that
Sinnoh was Fortune, Black and White was Unova.
Yeah.
Yeah. But honestly, I'm still like, I haven't decided if I'm getting Let's Go Pikachu or Let's Go Eevee, or even if I'm getting a Switch. But I have all summer to figure that out. But, I mean, I can't make any decisions until after I get my New York Comic Con tickets, which pre-sale this Sunday. Yay!
Thanks for the reminder.
I know, did you renew your fan verification?
To do that?
Yes, you do. You didn't get the email?
Oh, no!
You didn't get the email?
I don't check my emails.
You need to check your emails.
Because you send it on an owl like normal people.
This is how I know about all this. Let's check my email.
I might not go to Comic-Con. Why?
You can still go. You just gotta, like, hurry.
You just stay home and make your own Comic-Con.
I get to... I'll be at an anime convention this weekend, and, like, for most of the morning on, like, next Sunday when I'm at the convention, I'll be, like, in, like, the lobby of the hotel room that I'm staying at, like, using the free Wi-Fi and just
free Wi-Fi.
Waiting on that damn online queue to get in and get my New York Comic Con tickets.
What better to do at a convention than sign up for yet another convention?
I know. I was a bit shocked that that was the pre-sale day. I was like, crap! Now I'm going to have to actually bring my laptop to this convention. I was hoping to get by without having to lug it. Nope. Can't. So... I have to coordinate with my other two friends in terms of our when we get our tickets, because we're doing a group thing to get our Saturday tickets for New York Comic Con, so that way we all get Saturday tickets. And yay! Fun time! Alright. Wow, we only have a couple minutes left in the podcast.
Can I do one final shout out?
Oh, of course, go for it.
Shout out to all the Toonami faithfuls out there. I know we did a Pokemon episode, but hope you're listening.
Thank you, yeah. But yeah, most people who listen like are Toonami fans as well. And yeah. Alright, well, thank you for sticking with us as we talked about Pokemon again. And so, don't forget to subscribe here on Blog Talk Radio to Geek Out with Pebbles. Check out my Facebook page, Geek Out with Pebbles, at DJ Pebbles. And follow me on Twitter, DJ Pebbles 07. And just tune in next week for episode 50, like the huge episode 50 of my podcast. Same time next Monday from 7 to 8, I'll be able to talk about all about anime next, because it'll be like the day after. And I'll let you know how I did with New York Comic Con tickets, and we'll just I'll figure out some things to some big things to talk about for 50, and maybe try and get some guests on for that one as well. And yeah, so that'll be lots of fun. Thank you, Zaggy, for joining for the first time being on the podcast. And thanks, Aaron, for being able to finally connect to the show.
For only being a half hour late.
I know, it's okay. All right. Good night, guys.